Protests have dominated the news lately. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teresa Wright, professor of political science at California State University, Long Beach, looks at the dynamics in China.
Protests in China have captured massive media attention, unlike the tens of thousands of other protests that happen in China each year. Though one might not think so given the headlines, protests happen in China much more frequently than in liberal democracies such as the United States. Contrary to what many outsiders assume, Chinese citizens are quite active and outspoken in articulating their grievances and expect government support. They typically begin by registering their complaints with official letters and visits offices, a formal, institutionalized part of China's political system from the Maoist era through the present. These offices are supposed to accept and address all citizen petitions. When, as is often the case, petitioners are not satisfied with the response, they move to letters and visits offices at higher levels, even traveling to Beijing to pressure central authorities. When the problem affects a group of people and petitions are stymied, citizens often take to the streets. The anti-lockdown protests of recent days have been different. Citizens have gone straight to the streets without first submitting petitions. The protests have appeared in cities across China and focus on national leaders and government policies. And citizens have voiced pointed political dissent, including calls for top leader Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party to step down. So far, the government response has been typical of recent decades. Little official media coverage or acknowledgement by central political leaders, efforts by local authorities to identify and punish protest leaders while treating regular participants as well-meaning and non-threatening, and moves to at least partially address protester grievances.
That was Teresa Wright of California State University, Long Beach. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.